it's been through the first quarter?
It's been solid. There's obviously areas where we can improve, and we know that. We know that it's a work in progress, especially with young guys and different guys playing different positions, even old guys playing the same positions. You know, you've always got to work your craft and continue to try to get better. That's what the NFL is. So, you know, be a quarter way through the season, I guess it's a good spot to kind of and have a little break to kind of evaluate yourself and your unit and get a chance to take a deep breath and maybe focus on certain areas that you need to improve on as a group and as an individual, and then you get back to work and you try to correct those things.
What are your impressions of Amon and KO after playing with them for the first quarter?
I give them a lot of credit. Both those guys, young players, did different paths, but it's not easy. It's not supposed to be easy, but those guys have shown great willingness to work, to take coaching, to take constructive criticism, and they just get better. And I think the biggest thing about those two guys is that they care. Probably less about themselves and just more about making sure that the unit plays well and give the team a best chance to win.
Yeah, your thoughts on Tom Bailey and the Chiefs rush? They haven't won a lot of games, but they did give you guys a little trouble in the playoff game a few years back.
I have not watched any film on them this year. I don't recall that playoff game very much of it, to tell you the truth, but obviously, Tom Bailey is a heck of a player, has been for a very long time, one of the premier pass rushers in this league. And Arrowhead Stadium is a loud place, very loud place. So that just adds to the degree of difficulty. And, we'll have our hands full. But we're just starting to get to work on those guys.
Is it weird when they play the 60s and 70s music? It just kind of throws me off.
It's kind of my era, man. Yeah. Kind of enjoy it.
How much does that affect the no huddle, kind of the
hurry up? Obviously, it limits your communication, that's the home field advantage. I mean, that's really what it is it limits the offensive's ability to communicate and to communicate quickly. And it'll be a great challenge for us, but obviously something like we are every week, we're looking forward to it.
In Philadelphia, I mean, also another loud place, how much did that really kind of prevent you guys from working at a faster pace, or?
I don't know if I'd say that. Different games, different matchups, different scenarios. I mean, obviously Cam's kind of in charge of all that.
Right.
When to use it, when to not. Kind of at what tempo we want to go at.
Right.
But it certainly is an obstacle. It's something you have to obviously you plan for it. You work more nonverbal communication things when you're on the road. But obviously it'll be up to Cam to see when and how much we use it.
And your thoughts on Chuck Pagano, who's been diagnosed with leukemia?
You know what? I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that. I was gone at a family event yesterday myself, so.
It just broke this morning.
I don't know. Chuck's a great man. My wife became kind of close with his wife their time here, and she's a great lady. And certainly be in our prayers tonight and for the days to come. Thing about Chuck is you meet a lot of people along the way in this business, and the thing that always comes through with Chuck, I mean, the first day I was here, he's got that smile and kind of walks around a little bit like a gunslinger. He's just got a great attitude. He kind of brings a smile to your face. He's got a great spirit, and certainly my thoughts and prayers are with him and his family.
How's the political debate going? You kind of weighing in over the weekend, or you and Brendan going to have any debates like the president's
debate on Wednesday? I doubt it. I took a stance like other guys have done before me, and doing so, it's really not my it's not my aim. It's not my goal to engage in any debates with any one person or persons. Obviously, we all have opinions. They have their opinions. And it just so happens that, we disagree on what marriage is in the public forum. And certainly a very very inflammatory, very hot topic, because it's important, and I understand that. But also going to say that out of respect to my teammates and my team and the organization, this isn't going to turn into a circus. I mean, it probably won't be the last time that I publicly make a stance on it, but you know, just asking you guys, you know, out of respect to everybody, that you know, my focus and our focus here is on football and winning football games.
Do you have any conversations with Brendan? I mean, or have you talked about it?
I let Brendan know that I respect him because I've known Brendan for a while.
Right.
I play with his brother, and I like Brendan. I respect him a lot. So I told him on Friday that I was going to have a piece coming out, and you know, I just wanted to let him know so he didn't get blindsided by it. And said I was a little late getting back this morning. I was tending to a family issue back home yesterday, so I haven't had a chance to talk to him today.
Matt, Bernard Pierce played well against the Browns. How does his running style mesh with your offense, and what was he specifically doing against the Browns?
He's just hitting holes. I mean, he's a downhill runner. You know, a couple of those inside zone plays, he's just a straight line guy. I mean, runs hard, like all our backs do. But you know, saw some creases and took them. And I guess that's kind of, it wasn't just against Cleveland. He's done that in every game we've had on certain plays. So I think you know, I mean, as great as Ray is, you know, those guys that carry the ball. They take a beating, they get tired, and it's kind of nice to have a quality guy that can come in and spell him from time to time and give you a little bit different style, I guess, but also, you know, obviously to rest and rotate with Ray. It's and 1-2 punch is a good thing.
I mean, you've played in a lot of loud venues, obviously. Some people suggest that Arrowhead may be the loudest day in the league. Would you agree with that?
It could be. It could be. It's, you know, and it's not not the most recently architecturally engineered stadium out there, but it's loud. I mean, you know, that was asked, is it one of the loudest? I guess we could measure the noise. You know, they have things that measure those things, and we could figure out what is the loudest stadium in the NFL. But I remember when in the playoffs, one play we were down the goal line, and you know, obviously I'm pretty close to Joe before the snap, and I could hardly hear him. I mean, just feel the vibration of the voice. That's how loud it is. So, but you know, going in, that's what's going to be, and that's a challenge that we'll have to overcome.
You know, were you under center on that play, or was he in shotgun?
Under center. Yeah.
How important was the time off?
I think it was big. I mean, you know, the stat's been said a million times. You know, 4 games in 17 days or 18 days, and hadn't been done since 1936. I'm glad they didn't tell us that till after. It's good. I think anytime you get a break, but you know, you come out of training camp, you get a couple days, you start the season, 4 games, little break. I mean, it's nice, you know, physically, but I think mentally it's just as important, just to get away a little bit and, you know, whatever, reconnect or lay on the couch or whatever, you know, whatever guys want to do. Just give them a chance to kind of catch their breath, literally and figuratively, and, you know, kind of get juiced up for the next stretch.
Ramon said that the Cleveland, you know, movement, and, you know, some of the stunts, and Coach Harbaugh talked about this as well, gave the younger guys problems. Have you had a chance to talk to them about that, or what to expect? Maybe teams may do this in the future.
Yeah, you know, certain things. I mean, you know, Cleveland was very committed to stopping the run game, extra guys, line stunts. I mean, kind of all those things. You know, you never know how a game's going to play out. I mean, even, you know, you watch teams on film and you think, you know, somebody's, you know, going in, they play everybody like this. They might play a different way. That's part of the NFL, and that's part of the learning curve for younger players, is being able to adjust to things during a game, in between series. You know, even as an older player, sometimes you come out and things are different. They didn't show this blitz. They didn't do this on film. And, you know, you can get a little shaken or a little rattled. And, you know, that's why it's important to have a good base of fundamentals. You know, obviously we have great coaching. You come over the sidelines, you talk it through. You know, if you had a bad series, bad set of plays, whatever, you talk about, you know, you put that behind you and you go out and you focus on the next series, you make adjustments and you go out there. And that occurs with the maturation of a player and especially young players. I told Ramon today, I said, we've all been young players before. I mean, you know, and even as older players, you have ups and downs during a game, during a season, during your career, whatever. You just have to remember that all the failure's a great teacher, mistakes are a great teacher. You learn from that, and then you just keep looking forward and keep looking to get better. And don't worry about the past.
Matt, you follow baseball at all, the Orioles and things?
I do. I'm a diehard Minnesota Twins fan. I don't think we're going to make the playoffs. But we didn't lose 100 this year. So.
What does it feel for you guys to have, a baseball team in the same city?
I think it's fun. It just kind of gives more energy to the city, just to kind of everything, people on the street. I mean, we don't live here. I mean, we're out amongst the people a lot, and it's a great topic. It gets people excited. It brings people together, and it's a great thing about sports. And I know the recent or last 15 years, the history with the Orioles. So I think to be able to do what they do, and it's fantastic. And obviously, the city has embraced them once again.
You had, I'm quite sure most of us in the room have had gym in school, and a lot of the schools have, for budgetary reasons, eliminated, but the NFL has instituted this place 60 day. Can you talk about the importance of that with children?
I could, the scientific reasons and health reasons and all those things, I mean, I think those are pretty common sense, but I've participated in the Play 60 program before at schools here with the NFL, and I think the most basic need for it is that kids need to be kids. Kids play. That's what you do. As a kid, that's what you live for. Along with all the structure of a gym class and playing games and rules and teamwork, all those things. But I just think just let kids be kids. That's why it's important. And who knows? I mean, some kids might not have those opportunities at home, depending on their situation, where they live, whatever. So certainly I think it's a very important initiative as a football player, but also as a parent. I'm always on my kids, just go outside and play. They say, what should we do? I say, just go play. Get out of the house. Stop bugging your mom.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys.